We're just going to continue what we were doing last week through dipping the halachas, which are negeya in our Yisrael. So one halachas we're negeya, if you learn the Shiva Samir, is that during Seder, at least, at least 10 times a day during Seder, you have someone coming around going, Starka, Zashav, something like that. So the Shaila is, should you give every single person that comes? Should you not give every single person that comes? Maybe you're learning. You shouldn't get interrupted. Shaila is, what do you do in these situations? It doesn't happen in Beis Shaila. You guys look like it's not something good. What? Don't come to Beis Shaila?
It's more like 20.
20. Beis Shaila is 20. I guess it's more money for the younger generation. Right? Okay. So the Shaila is like this. So just as somebody who has collected money in the past, not I ain't collecting myself, but there was a guy stuck in my neighborhood. He used to come around night Seder to, you know, like once a month. So he picked out one person from Beis Medrash to be his, I don't know what you want to call me, to come around with him in order, you know, if he just walks in off the street, no one knows who he is, no one's going to give him. But he has somebody walking around. He looks like, you know, somebody who knows him. So I was zeichet to be the one who was picked. So I used to go around with him once a month, go around collecting money for, what were we collecting for? And here, so whatever it was, I don't remember. I just want to tell you that when you're collecting money, this is what even like you're not doing for yourself, you notice every single twist of the face, every single smirk, like rolling of the eyes, every single one of them you notice. So one thing, if you're not going to give the guy, don't make faces. Because even me, when I'm not even collecting money for myself, you know, it didn't feel good. For sure, when somebody's talking for himself, it's very degrading if you make faces. The Gemara says, "I know you can stalk with the ani, you get 6 brachas. And the faisoi, how many brachas? Yudalef, 11 brachas. Why? Because you have to make the ani feel good. Fine, now, do you have to give every single ani or not? So, in enrichment test, we're rubbing down. I'll see if, does anyone remember, we spoke about a year ago, and we gave a shen hachastaka, I don't remember what we said. Maybe nobody was here. Okay, I have a new crowd. The Ramah brings down, Aser lehachzer p'nei ani reikam. It's Aser, if ani comes over to you, it's Aser to send away without giving him money. You have to give every single ani who comes to you, you have to give him something. Shenemer atashav p'nei daf ani dechnechla. Being that ani feels very low, you know, no one's collecting money, you know, it's like a shmack to collect money. No one's doing it because they're enjoying it. If a guy who's come to you for money, he needs the money. If you turn him away, he feels very bad. Every single ani who comes to you, you have to give him money. Now, does that mean every single person comes to Yeshiva Samir, you have to give him money? No. Why not? There are 2 exceptions to this rule. Number one, it has to be taka ani. Gemara Basra says that when Klal Yisrael does not do mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machshel Klal Yisrael with Bnei Adam, Sheinim Uganim, fakers going around collecting money. In order being that stucca is such a grace as Zachary of stucca. So if Klal Yisrael is not doing Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machshel them with fakers, and because of the fakers, they give them money to stucca and they won't give them into stucca. So you have to make sure the person you're giving to is the person that taka is ani and not just a faker. There are fakers out there. You have to make sure that he's taka real ani. So you can say, how do you know? No one knows. Okay. So the place is like this. If the guy does not have amlotza, does not have amlotza from a rav, you should not give him. Because, especially nowadays, it's very easy to get amlotza from a rav, right? If you go to one rav, right, you go, the latter one will give out amlotza. So if he doesn't have amlotza from, he doesn't have any amlotzas, that's a pretty big reyasa that pashtus is that he's not ani. So if he doesn't have amlotza, you don't have to give it to him. I once had to hand off, so I asked him if somebody comes over to you, I'm lucky to give him. He said no. So I said, why isn't like, you know, it should be a suffix? I would imagine really people who are going around collecting money are an Ian. So he said, I don't think so. But Kabbalah, the call is, if he does not have a mutza, don't bother giving him. You shouldn't give him. That's call number one. Call number two is that this halacha that we says aser lahakser pnei ani reikam is dafka ani. If somebody is a gavet staka, which is 99% of the cases, you have a gavet staka going around, vada rabbanim, vada kupa seir, or whatever, all the different vadim, things like that. Over there, there's no chiyav, there's no halacha that is aser lahakser pnei ani reikam. It's only if the ani himself comes to you, then we say the ani himself is very low, you have to give him. But whenever it's not Dani himself, which I think, I don't know, Derek Alani Yeshiva is not Dani coming around, it's the Gavi Staka, in that situation there's no Chiyav to give. Well, you could give, there's a mitzvah, but there's not a Chiyav to give. So in case it's only a Chiyav, if it's only himself, then you have a Chiyav to give.
What's the thing about someone who's a bit mentally efficient and doesn't
How do you know he needs the money?
Well, he could need the money, but
he doesn't have a matzah, so you assume.
He needs money. He's crazy. He can't.
Yeah, plenty of crazy rich people. I'm saying, yeah. But, what?
Pashtus, he needs the money.
Why can't he get a matzah? It's so easy to get a matzah.
No, he doesn't have a sechel.
He doesn't have a sechel to get a matzah? So she suggested him. That's what he says. So. But if you think the thing is on here, come on. I mean, I don't know, whatever. Make sure. But, fine. Now, during learning, there is no heaven at the give ani. Why? There's no call isik mitzvotim mitzvah when it comes to mitzvahs. When it comes to the military, it's a mitzvotim mitzvahs only going on other mitzvahs. Talmud Torah, we don't say that, otherwise, you wouldn't do any mitzvahs. So learning is not heter. What about during davening? During davening, also they come around. So basically, during Kriya Shema, biggest Kriya Shema, there's the heter of Isaac and Mitzvah, Patrim and Mitzvah. During the rest of the davening, the place can say the Maisa that during Pesach Zimmer or after Shemana Esrei or things like that, that you should be mafsik and you should give. Now, once Shaila comes up, which I don't have 100% clear answer, that sometimes, what about standing up for the people coming around? Halacha is, they say v'takim, somebody's 70 years old, you have to stand up for them. So the shaila is, some of these gabbai stakas, the 70 years old, could be, I'm saying, the achiv deraisa, stand up for them. And also, like we said before, that learning is not heter, just because you're learning does not give you heter to stand up. So I can just tell you from like going back 10 years ago, I remember like 10 years ago when I came to the mayor, I asked a couple gabbai stakas coming out if they wanted me to stand up for them, and they said no. So chances are, you know, there is a mechila that they don't want you to stand up for them, but maybe someone should ask around, you know, next time they come around, just ask them whether, you know, whether they want people to stand up for them. But chances are there probably isn't mechila.
You don't have to stand up.
For what?
Because Hashem is walking
by now. No, that is not bad, to be honest with you. The only child will be out somebody to say v'takim, and you can soon pass somebody. The reason I'm a little more specific is because recently in the Beit Shemesh I was learning somebody turned 70, and he came over to me wanting to know halachas. He basically told us that he wants, you know, now Baruch Hashem, they only be zeich the kind they say v'takim. He told my own, so whatever. So I'm not so sure if we can make umdin anymore if you want Michael, but you have to move out of that. Fine. Yes. So let's move on. Any other questions on this before we move on to the next onion?
The guy comes to your room.
Yeah?
Like, you just don't look at
it. Well, it depends. It depends where you're sitting. If, like, you know, you're walking by, and, like, you just. If you're walking by, and, like, you're sitting over there in the corner, and then, okay. If he's right over here, and you're like this, you go, like, you know, you turn away. You're making. Whatever. If he doesn't see, you don't make eye contact. If you're, like, at the end of the row, no. But if you're right there at the side of the row, then. That'll be a problem. Now, in terms of tefillas kelim, so when you buy things from the shop, right, in the chutzlars, you have to always do tefillas kelim. The luck is, when you buy from a goy, you have to do tefila. When you buy from a you don't have to do tefila. Shabbos, if you buy a stomach thing in Eretz Yisrael, you walk into the store and you buy yourself pats. You buy pats for the deer. It's a good idea to get new pats when you come, because chances are those treif from the deer beforehand. But anyhow, akapon, when you buy new pots, we have to tefillas kelim. So the klal is basically you have right to go basaroid. And if it's made in Eretz Yisrael, you could assume that it was made by Jews, not by goyim, and you don't have to do tefila. Mashenkein, if it comes from chutz laaretz, so then you go basaroid and you say it's from goyim, and therefore you could assume it's made by goyim, and you can even make a bracha. There's no reason to do it, so you could assume that you go about Sarayev and you can assume. Now, a lot of things, you have to make sure, it depends if it's made in Israel. A lot of things which are made in. Not everything's made in China, right? Everything's made in China nowadays. That's why everything breaks, but everything's made in China. It's cheap labor, and so you just have to make sure, even if it's here, that it wasn't imported. Now, my 9-year-old son, he's very into getting brachas. Schoolless, like, since I wanted things our generation, schoolless, brachas, and things like that. I guess they came home and he said, like, oh, we got a bracha. I forgot which rabbi was, like, the whatever rabbi. My 11-year-old was like, now I really did all these things. He's like, yay, the younger rabbi has like 5 chassidim. Okay. But anyhow, after I was always running from brachas, schools, and I'm not saying that a chashu zach, but kaponim, you should know that the Medrash Rabbi in Parshas Noson says, hey, bracha. The Medrash Rabbi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, from Briyas Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always had a good bracha, says HaBaruch Lekem, Pash Reishas. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that from now on, The brachas are nimsar to kahanim. When's the kashrut get brachas? The ikar shef of brachas comes during duchening. Baruch Hashem Eretz Yisrael, we're zeichet to have duchening every day, which of course we don't have. Every place besides us, if you go to Haifa, they don't do it every day. But in most places in Eretz Yisrael, we have duchening every day, and it's a very chashuv zach. It's a mishefa, bracha comes through in Siyas HaKapayim, and it's a very chashuv mitzvah. Now, whose mitzvah is it to do duchening? Is it just a mitzvah of Kahanim, or is it also a mitzvah? Do you have any Kahanim over here? One, okay. Is it just a mitzvah on Baruch, or is it a mitzvah on everyone else? What? Everyone knows. Great. Okay. The Bir Halacha brings down to Pashas to say Kosev Brachos Bnei Yisrael is one mitzvah on the Kahan. The Bir Halacha brings down Shitas HaKharedim. The Charedim says there's also mitzvah for Yisrael to be misbarek. There's a mitzvah for you to be misbarek. Mitzvah to be there to get the bracha. So every time you gain Brachos Kahanim, you're not besides getting the grace of bracha, you're also Mekayim and Mitzvah saying Daraisa according to Shitas HaKharedim. Now, therefore, based on this, that if somebody has to, if the whole Nebrik is kind of, it's also to leave. You have a chiyuv to be there, and a chiyuv to listen, and a chiyuv to be mispark, and it's also to leave. Who then, if you're already, let's say you already yoitz the Brikas Kainam and there's a place about to do Brikas Kainam, it's good to go in to get the bracha. So, if you go to Bnei Brak to Chaim Kanievsky, so right up there again, bracha makash bracha. So even if you already got the bracha, it's kedai to go in and could be mekayem mitzvah again. It's not mekayem mitzvah again, but according to the bracha, you zuch again. Now the halacha is that brachas kainam has to be panim keneged panim. You have to be face to face. What does it mean face to face? It means that if let's say I'm the kohen right over here, Shmuley is not going to be yotzik. He's going to be behind him. So you have to be part of the Gaga part. Now, the briskers, you ever know sometimes like people always like go, some shuls like people always like going towards the middle. The briskers and medayik, it's the dig and the roundabout, the briskers and medayik, that part of the Gaga part means like straight ahead. So like everyone there's a big rush for the middle. I go, Pashta Allah is not like that. Pashta Allah, Reb Pleiskin, Reb Achoin, and Bil Naman, as long as you're not behind the Kainim or the sides, it'd be a little bit in front. Like right over here, it's going to be good. Then you yotze. You have to make sure that then you yotze. But one thing is, you have to make sure that you're facing the kainim. You shouldn't be like shouldn't decide mobile expendables and you want to go get a safe and go back to the front and turn your back to the kainim. So you're facing panim, can I get panim in order to yotze the mitzvah. Now let's say you're standing towards the front on the side, and they're about to start breaking kainim. And you want to go by, and there's somebody Dami Shmonesi, which usually in the front, we hope, usually, I don't know why it doesn't work that way, but people Dami in Shmonesi should be diving in the front, not in the back, not in the back, because some people walk by. But the question is, can you walk by somebody who's Dami Shmonesi? Because Allah is now in the Navar Dalam, is connecting his father. The question is, in order to get this mitzvah, bracha, because Kainam is a mutter to Ma'ab, his name is Falam, in order to get the mitzvah. Anybody? Yeah. I got the place to say that it's mutter to go on the side. In other words, yeah, what's that, Shmuley's saying? Okay, let's say Shmuley's down here, Shmuley has a long Shmuley's, right? And the crane's standing over here, so I'm over here, I'm allowed to walk by him on the side, not in front of him, I'll walk by the side. You're allowed to walk by the side, it's not if I'm walking by the side, in order to get the mitzvah Bikas Kainim. What about the middle Shmanesre? Right, Shmuley's middle Shmanesre and Nisir's Kavayim started. Can he be quiet and be used to the mitzvah then? Or no, by listening is considered a hefsek, and being that's considered a hefsek, he shouldn't do it. So Moshe Shuvah says that Moshe says that if you're middle Shmanesre, you can be quiet, you should be quiet, and you should listen to the Duchnim. What do you say? So Moshe is like this. In terms of saying Amen, he says that if you're not up to where the Shatz is up to, you don't say Amen. If you're up to where the Shatz is up to, so you say Amen to the Brikas, not to the Bracha, only to the Brikas Kainim. You Brikas Kainim, you answer Amen. That's only if you're holding the same place. Holding the same place, you answer Amen. Otherwise, you wouldn't answer Amen. The what?
In the middle of the Bracha, you should finish the Bracha before.
If you could. You could stop in the middle of a bracha. You could stop in the middle of a bracha. It's better if you're in between brachas, but you could stand in some. Now, if somebody has a. If what? For Kain to be Mutter? Kain also could do an Arutia Tuchman. Yes, he's also led a...
You know,
Gan? Oh, I think it just goes up. That he just goes up.
No, when someone behind is Davin Shemashu.
The Kain, yeah.
And he needs to go out.
So he's allowed to go out. Yeah, he's allowed to go out. Same. Now, the Gemara says somebody has a bad dream, so the Gemara says the one eight is during Tavas Kalai, and the other eight is you say the Bani Shalom during Birkas Kainim. Why? Because during Birkas Kainim is Man Shal Bracha, so it has a koyach in battle, Kalim Yisraelis. Now, in terms of dreams, so this, the Shalom is in the Gea, you know, happens everywhere once in a while, people have bad dreams. So the Shalom is, should they do Tavas Kalai? Should they do a tapas kalayim? So the Gemara says, like, the Gemara Bracha says that two types of dreams. A dream made a malach, this is Gemara Stira. One Gemara says that dreams are shtuyot. The different Gemara says a dream is after shishim nevuah. It's like the Gemara, kan de malach, kan de shei. Depends on the type of dream it is. If it's dream made a malach, then it could be a nevuah. If it's dream made a shei, then it's shtuyot. How do you know if it's a malach or a shei? The place to say basically, malach means somebody who's only a high madriga, the briskarav maybe, the briskarav is the first thing every day. But akapanim, I'm saying someone's a high madriga, then we say it's a malach, then we say sechem shishim nevuah. Us, I'm saying on our madriga, all the places say, should not be conscious of our dreams, and you can assume that it's nothing, no reason to fast, no reason to make a tavas chaloyim, no reason to say, everybody shall I'm bad to make it, and there is no reason to do it. The Chazanish writes in a letter, is we pass it most on Shabbos, you only let it fast three, four dreams. Only let it fast on a couple of them. So Chazanish writes in a letter that a lot of times he had those dreams, even during the week, and Yivchal wasn't chashish for them. No, not Madrig, we're not chashish for the dreams. It's like upon a person should not be chashish for it. But nice, if it does bother a person a lot, and it possibly bothers him, if it makes him feel better, then he should say the Ibn Shalom during Birkas Kainim, he should say the Ibn Shalom for Chalimus, he should say it over there if it'll make him feel better. While they're saying it, while they're saying it, that's what you do.
While they're saying it?
Yeah. Fine, so let's move on to, let's talk about a little bit about traveling a little bit. Okay, let's talk about going to the Kaisa. Fine.
That's not the
same. No, and that's like at the Kainim. So the Iker reason why it was Bizman Bismikish Kainim, so the Shekhinah was on the hands of the Kainim. Nowadays, it's a Zecher for that if we don't look at the hands of the Kainim. But Shavu brings down that if the hands are covered, so B'chai won't have the problem. We don't do it. But Bizman Bismikish Kainim, the Mamash was the problem. But nowadays, for my style, I'm going to still do it. Now, in terms of going to the Kaisa, I remember when I was a Bacher, so right before I came to Eretz Yisrael, I asked Shiva, what do you think about going to the Kaisa? You know, what do you think about going to the Kaisa? He said, me? I was never there. But what was Chad? He was there before 73, before we were Zeicha to get out to the Kaisa. So like, he said that in terms of going to the Kaisa, if you need a break from learning, you can go to the Kaisa. No, so you need a break, so it's a good place to go, right? But, fine. So now, if somebody goes to the Kaisel, the minig is that we do Kriya on the Kaisel. The Gemara says that you do Kriya. You see it once every 30 days. There's a Chir Kriya. Now, really, before you get to the Kaisel, the Gemara says that already Yishalayim B'Chorbana, you do Kriya on Yishalayim. And then when you get to the Kaisel, you do a second Kriya. So, Shaila is Zakar Moshe Tshuva. What if it's not as that? Do you have to do Kriya on Yishalayim? Yishalayim doesn't mean around here, it means more in the Lord's city. And Moshe says, Dalid. Ramesh says that Yerushalayim b'Chorbana. Nowadays, Yerushalayim is not destroyed, Yerushalayim is built up. We have tons of yeshivas and tons of houses and tons of Yidden living here. It's not called b'Chorbana. Zodif Ramesh says there's no Chiyah Kriya anymore on Yerushalayim. On this ministry, it would be, but in Yerushalayim, there is no Chiyah Kriya. You what? That's what Ramesh is saying, it's b'Chorbana. Now, this is not such a Eitzel created the Kapsak. I'm saying that it's the... I'm saying over here, all the places in the Chiluk, they say, Eimlecha Chorban HaGadol Mizeh, Rosh HaMazama HaZeshuvim in the Peshon Alfa and Gimel, Sheva Levi, the Stipel, they all say that Chorban means that we only have the Hashorash HaShechina. Now, we have like a million kids in Eretz Yisrael, don't know, never said Shema Yisrael, Eimlecha Chorban HaGadol Mizeh. Devi all says the Erev Rav is worse than anything. I got a really place in Eretz Yisrael hall that there is a Chiyav to do Kriya on Yerushalayim, and if you see the old city for the first time in 30 days, there would be a chiyuv to do kriya. So what do people do when they're going to the Kaisel? Instead of if they don't want to do kriya twice, what they do is they close their eyes close eyes in the taxi until they get to the Kaisel. They do kri on the Kaisel. Then afterwards, on the way back, it says you can be moist of a tafach. You can be moist of a mashu, sorry. You have to, kriya has to be a tafach. If you do kriya on Yishalayim and the Kaisel, you have to do two separate kriyas. It has to be two separate places. There's two separate chiyuvim. Mashenge, if you first see the Makkah and Mikdash, and then afterwards you see Yishalayim, so then you can do it in the same place. You just moist of a mashu. So that's what people do, is that they're just moist of a mashu. Now, there's a minig in Yerushalayim. The Advaz brings this down. Speaks about the concept. Do Yerushalmis have to do Kriya or not? So the Advaz says that some people say Yerushalmis have to do it. So the Advaz is the toits. What's the reason why people say Yerushalmis have to do it? Is the bigger reason is because the only reason I have to do Kriya, why do you do every 30 days? What's the reason why every 30 days? Because it's a new chiddush, right? If you didn't see it for 30 days, it's a new thing. Zakter at that. People say that if you live in Yerushalayim, you're around the churban the whole time. You feel the churban, you magish the churban. Therefore, being that you magish the churban all the time, seeing it, the fact that you didn't see it in 30 days, who cares? It's always on your mind. You're not seeing that's ma'avelos. Therefore, that's the reason why there are some people in Yerushalayim that you don't do kriya. The Raz goes on in Schiluk. He says it's not a vart of being Messiah Tasman Khurban. He says that the vart is the is holy and seen. Therefore the Vaz said that you should not be Samuel Smith. I'll get in a second. The Maya said it is brought down to say fair to Saul that the Maya said it is the meaning by the Yishamis that they do not do Kriya unless if even though they weren't there for 30 days, it is the meaning by some Yishamis not to do it. Now even if you go with this minug, if the Yom goes I know this Yom goes has extended Benis Manans. So if you go for 30 days out of Eretz Yisrael, then the minhag does not apply. It only applies if you're in Yerushalayim all the time, you go for 30 days, then you go there. Mashenge, if you leave, you go to Chutz Lars 30 days, then everyone's going to be masking that there would be a chiyuv. Now in terms of immaculate clothes, the person don't like it so much, they say just harama, they say kenzayin doesn't work, and zicha ein v'cham lechem enu, and it's not recommended to be immaculate clothes. Now, Erev Shabbos, for Moshe and Tshuva and Asher Liasha, they say there is no makar for such a thing, that there is no chiv kriya, and they both say that there will be chiv kriya. Rav Yashiv was machmer always to go every 30 days in order they shouldn't have a shayla living Korea. If he wasn't able to go all the way to the Kaisel, sometimes they take him up on top of a building in Meisharim, like that you can see the mask. If you see the mask, that's considered enough, and that's what Rav Yashiv needs to do. And Moshe, the minute, and this seems to be the most place can. That if you go Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontiv after Chatzos, that there would not be a Chiyuv Kriya, and that seems to be the minhag. That Moshe Shabbos Pashas, there would be a Chiyuv. Even without that, they say. What's that the Shabbos tells us? It's expensive. Because the Shabbos, they make it even without it. Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, Yontiv. Moshe Shabbos, there would be a Chiyuv. Moshe Shabbos. Veshchayis, what else would be a Chiyuv? There is a Chiyuv Veshchayis. Only Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontiv, Chol HaMoed is no Chiyuv. Veshchayis would be a Chiyuv. When else in the Gaya? Okay. How much you have to do Korea? So even though in Shulchan Aruch you have to tear all your begadim, the minhag is you only tear one bit. Now let's say somebody went last week and he didn't do Korea. Why didn't do Korea? Because he thought it could be Samachran. Whatever, he thought you don't have to do Korea. Then he goes again within 30 days. Now you have to do Korea now. Do you say the first time you didn't do Korea? So if you have to do it now again, or you say no, being that the mice start within 30 days, you don't have to do kriya. So the place to say the mice, the minig is that if you went the first time, you need to do kriya when you're supposed to, the minig is you don't have to do kriya. Who would in the place to say if you went to the Kaisel, you need to do kriya, then you remember it afterwards and you get back, hey, I forgot to do kriya. Shaz, should you do kriya right then? But once you leave, you're potter. So the place to say also, the Asher says that once you leave, you can be summer, once you leave, you don't have to do it. So what? Going on Shabbos? Shabbos Patas, yeah. If you go on Shabbos or Patas, and then if you go the next time within 30 days, then what do you have to see? So we said before, either seeing the Kaisel is enough to do Kriya, or seeing the mask, either one is enough to do Kriya. There are some Mechumah that try to see the Makam Mikdash, they go for Shabbos Tavis, but no, most people don't do that. The Samech on that, either the mask or the Kaisel. Now, if you're traveling and you go to the Yam, so that make a bracha, it's a massive racist. So which yam do you make a bracha on? So if you go to the Mediterranean Sea, you make a nice veracious. The Yam HaMelech is very important. You do not make a bracha on because the bracha is always a nice veracious. And it's not clear when the Yam HaMelech came into existence. Maybe it was changed. Maybe it came by when Stern was destroyed. So on the Yam HaMelech, if you go to Yam HaMelech, you don't make it. It's very important to know. You don't make a bracha of the Yam HaMelech. It's a nice veracious. What?
Is there a
Yamagali do on the Atlantic Ocean. On the Mediterranean, really personal, you don't do it. If you want to be machmer, so Mechisisov says, you should say, oh, it's my servatius, just ask for Yamagali. You're going to be machmer. But really personal, you're not clear. Now, Eretz Zohar is the chinuch that I have the Gedolei Yisrael. The Shah is, you have to make a bracha, the Gemara brings down a bracha, so make a bracha on Gedolei Yisrael. Brought down that the Stipa says on the scrub you should make a bracha. There are all sorts of stories of people going to Gdel and making brachas, and maybe they answer Amen. They answer Amen because they were right for it. There is a Tshuva Me'av which says that nowadays we don't have anybody who's on the Madriga, who anyone's on the Madriga to consider a Kaldi Yisrael, the Shrev Kal Tarkula, in order to make a bracha. It seems to be the minhag is nowadays with Darf Klal, people do not make brachas. We don't know who to make brachas on, that cloud. If you can make a bracha, if you can ask you something like that, you should do without Shem Machas. But to do with Shem Machas, the Maisa person, I guess I'll stop over here. Thank you very much for coming.